This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. When a pessimist is told that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, he's likely to assume it will be coming from an onrushing train. And according to the American journalist Sidney Harris, a cynic is not merely one who reads bitter lessons from the past, he is prematurely disappointed in the future. Pessimism and cynicism are fashionable these days, but it's the people who see and celebrate the positive aspects of life that live best. Thus, according to a well-traveled story, when Tilly died in her 90s, her friends were taken aback when they viewed her body with a fork in her right hand. Tilly knew this would provoke questions, and she had instructed her pastor to give anyone that asked about the fork a copy of a signed note that said, "I'm glad you asked about the fork. I've been to lots of church socials and potluck dinners, and one thing I noticed is that when the dishes and flatware for the main course are being cleared, someone usually says, 'Keep your fork.' I loved that part, because I knew that I needed my fork because the dessert, the best part of the dinner, was coming. So even as I pass from this life, I wanted the fork in my hand to remind you that the best is yet to come." Samuel Johnson called hope a species of happiness. So to the extent that we can discipline ourselves to choose our attitudes, it only makes sense to think positively and be hopeful. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.